You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It's a good choice of music, though.
Isn't that great? It's summertime. Time to be getting that lowrider out and cruising the streets, huh?
Who has a lowrider? Come on.
Don't we all? Summer fun with technology. Check out the resources at our website, datadoctors.com. And, of course, if you have a suggestion for children to use technology this summer in camps or in programs, websites, anything, feel free to call in or email us with your suggestions. But, of course, calling in would be fruitless at this point, yes?
Yeah, we got all the lines booked up, but when you hear somebody hang up, here's the number. Write it down, commit it to memory, program it in speed dial, and then get ready. It's 602-277-5827.
Before we go to the phones, I want to read an email here from Hal.
Read away.
Hal writes, I just read your item. I wrote a column last week on a product called the SpyBot, which listeners told us were... was just every bit as good as Adaware. Both of these programs go after spyware in your computer and get rid of them. There's also a SpyBot worm or virus out there, and this is what my column is about. There is a difference. They're not related in any way, shape, or form, and gave some tips on how to avoid that, and also gave a link to downloading the free program called SpyBot. Hal wrote in about SkyBot, so I'm hoping he's talking about the same thing. And it says, I read your item on downloading SkyBot.
Right. SpyBot will substitute.
I did it, or I thought I did it, but see no indication, nothing on the desktop, SysTray, etc. Since I saw nothing, I tried to download it again, and was told I already had done so. So I assumed I was successful. But how can I be sure, and how do I use it? How do I know if it's operating? Thank you. Hal, you're making the newbie mistake of assuming that downloading is the same as installing.
I'm just going to take a guess here, and no offense, Hal, or anybody else for that matter. Does Hal's email address end in @AOL.com?
How did you know? How did you know?
I'm sorry, Hal. That just tells us a lot of times that you're fairly new to this whole computer thing, which is just fine. But what you need to do once you download things, anything you download from the internet in general, keep track of where you download it. And when you click on it, basically it says, hey, where would you like me to put this thing? And if you take it to the default place, make sure you know where that's at. Because once it's downloaded, you need to then... install it.
You accepted delivery of the package, you just never opened it and said,
yes.
Well, where's my stuff?
So your stuff's in the package, just open it up, baby!
You just need to go find the file that you downloaded, just double-click on it, it's generally an executable in this case, and it will then install the program into your Windows. So you're halfway there. You've gotten the package, you've received it, but now you got to open it.
You signed for it, you just didn't open it.
It's like, oh, where's the stuff? Anyway, hopefully that'll help you, Hal, and those others that have done the same thing. It is the Computer Corner, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
We've got Paul, Bill, Stephanie, and Bruce all sitting patiently. You to sit tight because we're going to get to your calls and questions up next, and we got a free line open at 602-277-5827. It's the Data Doctors.
And when we come back, I believe we also have some technology news from the lovely Miss M.
Of course we do. Back after the news.